Hello and welcome to Hey, I Loved That Movie, the podcast where we rewatch the films we loved when we were younger to see if they still hold up. I'm Dan.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Helena.
And for this episode, we're joined by Mac.
Hello, it's me, Mac. I've been on before.
Yes, Mac has. And for this very special 150th episode of Hey, I Loved That Movie. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, shit.
The only reason I accepted coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, what an honor.
It was a milestone. Wow. We thought we would
what
watch.
A mistake on your part.
X-Men.
Thank you. That took frankly too long.
X-Men in disguise.
Hey, isn't it interesting how this episode of the podcast is the three of you, an established team, has a hairy person from a country very close to the country there and just bursting in and joining for the part of it?
Yes.
That's right, motherfucker, I'm Wolverine. I'm the Wolverine of comedic movie opinions.
You also have those metal claws. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a mean thing.
And you can't remember
just
your childhood.
I can't, that's true. I was born 30. I was born 30 Canadian and with an impressive amount of healing.
And with a lot less muscles than current Wolverine, Mac.
Correct.
I hate to break it to you, Mac, but I'm not looking forward to your origin story.
I think the origin story is fine, broadly.
Yeah, but then you get like a film when you're much older, which is essentially an art house film that they shove you in.
Yeah. So, the best superhero film.
And now you're coming back to work with Ryan Reynolds for a bit.
Yeah.
Look, again, people have their opinions about Ryan Reynolds. He's obviously very annoying. I'd happily work with him because I imagine I'd get quite a lot of money.
Yep.
And also, I generally like football. So again, the two things I know about him, I could take advantage of.
Plus, you maybe had actual Ryan Reynolds talk to you about Bovril at one point.
Yeah, look, the less we talk about that, the better.
Isn't Hugh Jackman Australian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wolverine's Canadian. Cool.
Oh, okay, and cool.
Really into musicals. Just let my man
Wolverine.
Do musicals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman, let my man do musicals for a bit. It's all he wants to do.
I had a real realization watching X-Men today, because I watched Logan recently also, and I was like, oh, is Wolverine the only superhero that hasn't been ruined by being in loads of shit films? And I was like, I think Wolverine might be the only good one left.
Yeah.
They're really gonna test it this summer.
he's not been ruined by being in bad films, but he has definitely been in many.
Oh yeah,
he sort of seems to come out of the other side okay.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like,
he comes out tolerable.
But I mean, you get the
like
one
every,
to blame him.
Every other person who's in a Marvel adjacent superhero film. People broadly who actually like superhero films like those superheroes less now. Except maybe Guardians, but that's because no one knew who they were beforehand. Wolverine's the only one that was like, he's a famous superhero and people still like him. Like, the same amount.
These movies are the only ones that, made Wolverine a main character, I guess. Because in all the, old cartoons and shit, he's just one of the team.
Guy.
He's not the main character.
He's just a little guy. He's like, I'm the best in the world at what I do.
He's a little hunched guy.
He's like, hey, I got knives in my hands.
The only superhero that's lasted as long and hasn't been recast multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that helps. The fact that Hugh Jackman will just keep doing it.
Still Hugh Jackman.
This is Ittle Whittle Baby Wolverine.
Yeah, he's got, an average amount of muscles, not a ridiculous amount of muscles.
But isn't it weird how young he looks? Because he was still quite old when this movie was made. Like, Hugh Jackman's not a young man, but in this film he looks really young. And whenever at the start they were like, Rogue is 17, in my mind I was like, that's crazy, Rogue's an old woman. Then I saw Rogue and I was like, Rogue is 17! Oh my god, the passage of time is affecting me!
Rogue
I'm old
is 17, Wolverine is maybe 25.
I just like they haven't quite got the hair right yet.
No,
yeah.
I love that they're still working out how to do the Wolverine hair without it looking goofy.
I really, really was like, that is a bad choice. Like, just don't do the hair. Don't do the hair. It's just so easy, just don't do it. Like,
yeah, it
would be so,
so
much easier.
It's so goofy. We should also say the director of this is a prick.
We are aware that the director is a nonce, unfortunately.
We're now. I didn't know until after I've watched it. And I was like, well, I've watched the film now. I've committed. We're doing it.
Yeah. There was a good portion as I was watching it where I was like, I've watched it recently, and then after the nonce thing, I remembered I like kind of rewatched it at like 2x speed today. And there's a lot of scenes in it where I was like, don't like that Bryan Singer directed this. Yeah. Like a lot of stuff. I'm like, a lot of bad things that if anyone else done it, I'd probably be fine with. But you doing it has made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's a superhero film. It's one of like the early superhero films.
2000.
Yeah, 24 years old.
Of like new superhero films.
The passage of time being brought up again. That's nice. I have one very weird bit of trivia about this film, and it is about my friend and yours, Toad.
Best in the X-Men.
The best Toad character is... and the best Mario Kart character too.
Yeah.
Oh no! Toad is Toad is definitively, in my opinion, the ultimate X-Man. Toad is this thing everyone's like, oh, he's a fucking stupid little guy. Toad is super strength, can jump, he can crawl walls the same as Spider-Man. He can tongue whip like webs like Spider-Man. He's just Spider-Man, but he looks ugly, so no one likes him. Toad's all of us. We should all love Toad. Peter Parker's a nerd. That's why everyone loves him. No, he's not. He's fucking handsome. He's dating Zendaya. Toad's a fucking little rat that nobody gives a fuck about him. Everyone should love Toad.
Yeah. He's a little gross lad.
Anyway, important side note about Toad, and I think it's very funny, is he got cast as Toad before he got cast as Darth Maul. So it's the same actor.
Right.
So obviously Darth Maul is like fucking iconic and everyone's like, my god, Darth Maul's great. But they had to like reshoot some of this, and apparently he just was like, I shouldn't have to do reshoots, I'm Darth Maul. So you know that bit where he fights Storm and he spins the pipe around? He did that because he was like, I want everyone to know I was Darth Maul. So he just spins a pipe around like a lightsaber because he's like, no one cares that I'm Darth Maul. I'm gonna be Darth Maul in this film as well.
He's like, I did all this sword fight training. I'm going to fucking use it.
Yeah. I know you've given me these superpowers. I mean, I can jump and use my tongue, but I really would like to spin this pole around about her.
I want to spit in people's faces and hit them with poles. That's all I want to do.
Gross
lad.
I know on another side, we're talking about bad people. Ray Park, also bad bloke. But Toad and Darth Maul, good characters, I would say. Yeah. It's just a real shame he was them.
Yeah. Toad is such a good... always such an entertaining character.
Yeah.
In like everything he's in. And they don't use him enough. I want the new X-Men films. Fucking cowards. Not one of them. out Grody Slime Boy. And
Toad,
that's all we want.
In the MCU.
The MCU. Let Toad dominate the MCU.
Can I make a suggestion? And I've got a perfect Toad casting, and I think everyone would agree to it.
Yeah.
I think you do the X-Men now, right? You know they're going to do this stupid, like, oh, it's the multiverse thing, and the mutants have existed forever in a different time zone or whatever. I reckon you fuck off, Xavier. You've had two chances at him. He's done now. Make Toad in charge of the Academy, and it's Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
Just fucking gross Steve Buscemi toading around being like, I used to hate Xavier, but now I'm in charge of the school.
Yeah. Imagine, what kind of power does Toad... Because, like, Xavier's in charge because he has, like, psychic controlling powers.
Yeah.
He can, like, find any mutant in the world, and he has all that powers. What does Toad bring as, like, the lead?
Well, I mean, let Cyclops have it, but Toad is more useful than Cyclops. Cyclops can't look.
Toad is more useful.
Yeah.
Wakes up too early one morning and kills children because he doesn't have his glasses on.
Yeah.
What's Toad going to do? Spit on them?
No one wants to misbehave in that school. No one wants to go and see Toad.
No one wants that tongue to come out of nowhere and just...
Oh, do you know, it's a really funny image.
Excellent deterrent.
Yeah.
It's really funny to imagine going like, that's it, Bobby Drake, you're going to the principal's office. And Bobby Drake goes in and there's just water up to his chest. And Steve Buscemi's just there, water, you know, like his eyes just over the top of the water. Just like looking over the top like a pond. Just like green algae everywhere.
He's got his laptop perched on a lily pad.
Yeah.
So you're here to see me.
Yeah. I think Steve Buscemi Toad is the casting we've all been waiting. If they made Logan, but it was Steve Buscemi as Toad, every Oscar available.
Yeah.
Can you imagine,
best animated like, film for a live action role? I'd give it to them.
Can you imagine Toad is meeting like Quicksilver from the new X-Men films? How good would that have been?
I know. Quicksilver being like, oh, try catch me, idiot. And then Toad just immediately grabs him around the leg with his big tongue. And he's like, yeah, what are you going to do now? Moron.
Quick.
Going to run at me? Well, Joel, I'm going to jump up high and I've got your leg. So I win.
Now, quick. Well, no, quick, but
I tell you
that's
this.
That's the issue with him being a main character, yeah. Is that he can't do his stunts and speak and at the same time.
I'll tell you this now. There's not a single Marvel film you could tell me that Toad wouldn't have solved the problem.
So much better.
Yeah.
But he's too grody and gross for like modern audiences.
If you're bad, you're in X-Men at least, it's always like, yeah, if your power's a bit gross, a bit weird, yeah, you can go and be a bad guy.
Everyone joins the Brotherhood of Mutants because they're a bit icky.
Well, no, that's mainly because of like the civil rights movement thing. But also you have like Storm, goddess viewed as a goddess of her people, her powers is to control nature herself, going, we're powers, we need our powers, we need to be good. And then Toad stood there as a green sick looking boy going, yeah, of course our powers are good, we have nothing to be ashamed of. And you have the woman that touches people when she kills her, and Toast Green Boy and the horrible grody green boy who leaves slime everywhere, going, I guess
I'm gonna say something crazy about Toad. Mm-hmm. I don't think Toad's the grossest person in this movie.
No, okay. Toad is definitely not the grossest.
Is it fish dude?
It's water boy.
It's fish dude. And also, man. And this is going to sound crazy, I would 100% rather hang out with Toad all the time than even have Rogue come near my house. If Rogue came near my... If I saw Rogue touch someone, I'd shoot her dead. Like, yeah. The second I saw her touch someone and their veins do that, I'd be like, I'm killing you. You're a demon. You shouldn't be in this world.
Well, literally what the film is about is people like
no,
you.
No, I know. But, oh, but only...
Problem.
No. Because I'm all up for Toad and I'm all up for Storm. But the thing she does is awful to look at and I don't want her to be around.
Toad is pretty awful. Civil rights for some mutants.
Yeah. As long as they're
all
okay,
the ones, all the ones I want to look at. If I don't want to look at you, you got to get out.
What about weird?
We disagree there because I did want to look at Anna Paquin.
Don't get me wrong. I think she's great, but she has to be kept away from everyone.
Waterman's pretty bad.
I watched a lot of True Blood growing up. I really struggle to see her as anything other than. Is it Sookie Stackhouse or Sookie Steakhouse, whatever her name is?
Steakhouse is a vampire, is a pretty good name.
She's not a vampire, she's a fairy.
Bad name. Steakhouse for a fairy?
Yeah.
Sorry, my name is Outback Steakhouse.
It's Stackhouse, not Steakhouse.
I'm a fairy from the outside. I'm Outback Steakhouse. Nice to meet you.
Is this my brother barbecue rib?
Oh man, I don't know. Like these films back then, and like all of the early superhero films, were a lot grosser than like modern.
Oh
film.
Yeah,
like
there's none of the new Marvel polish.
No, yeah, all of like the new powers have been like cleaned up in like a very literal way.
But that's because like the old days, they were like, well, they didn't know how much money they were going to make off them, right? And then they're like, oh, we can actually market these to children as much as like this. These ones clearly aren't really. They're like, we can sell merchandise of these and just make them bright and poppy and everything. Whereas these films were like, this is aimed at like us, right?
Teenagers
that have been watching the film, that have read the comics. Yeah, there's not many kids out there that are like, Mum, for Christmas, can I have a Toad toy?
He's got a real toy.
Tongue whip action.
I had a toy Toad that you could squeeze, and it did the little party thing where the tongue unfurled, and you could use it to hit people.
Do you mean Toad
toy
from X-Men?
That
right?
Green twink.
No, it was a little frog. But it wasn't that much of a stretch.
Yeah, I had one of them weird, like, do you remember Action Man? And he had Professor Gangrene as his bad guy. And I had one of them where, you know, when you squeeze it and like the skin stretches and it's full with green goo?
Oh, it is awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's split on the carpet.
Old toys were gross.
Yeah.
That's not true, Dan. Just what happened was Toad got into your house and spat on the floor.
Yeah.
Your parents didn't want you to know Toad had been coming for you.
Oh man, Professor Gangrene is upsetting to look at.
Yeah,
they all are. Toys he were looks... gross.
Yeah, he's kind of got the old school confused.com lady hair.
Do you remember there was like a game that was like, it's like a board game, but literally just picked someone's nose until they sneezed, and the person who made them sneeze lost. It was like Buckaroo, but for snotters.
Oh, yeah, it was
or like a really
variable.
Weird version of that's surgery. What the fuck's that game called?
Operation.
There were surgery.
Wow. You got the Wilco own brand version of that, didn't you?
I got it from Pound.
Hey kids, why don't we all gather around and play surgery? Yeah. I miss these horrible.
I had an awful sticky toy that was it was like this. It was a frog again, and it was like a slimy ball, and you could throw it at things, and it would splat and stick to it.
Nice. Oh yeah,
and like it was great, like but we only found out a little while later that it left these grease sheens on the paint on the walls that you could not get off without removing the paint.
Love it.
Because whatever it would absorb the grease would also take the paint off. So
Not good for you. Whatever that toy was made out of was not good for you to be handling.
Yeah. That was on my that was on my hands. That was probably in my lungs.
Yeah. So this film, man, this film opens with
Rogue having a little kissy kiss.
No.
Rogue.
No, it opens with Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shit.
I turned around at one point to my partner as well, and I was like, I'm 10 minutes in. There's been a Holocaust scene. A boy's been put into a coma. A man has woken from a coma and is now fighting and is now breaking someone's hand. Now he's cut a gun in half and now he's about to kill another man. Yeah. It's been a very intense start.
I love... No, what? Like, also that. What? So they... Wolverine is... She kills a guy. Rogue nearly kills a guy, guessing him. And then Wolverine is in a fight. Logan's in a fight, boxing ring. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, you're a mutant. There's no way you would be uninjured after that, blah, blah, blah. He cuts the thing off. They go and fight Sabretooth. Sabretooth jumps out of nowhere and like tries to kill them. Also, no, actually, before that, there's another thing.
Sookie Stackhouse is running away.
Yeah, she's...
Because she nearly killed the dude.
Yeah.
And she's like pretty cut up about it.
She's getting a lift. And he asks a really stupid question.
I wouldn't say
really
getting a lift. She hides in the back of his van, which is like the opposite of what a teenage girl is supposed to do. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, to be fair, what are they going to do? Grab her? She's fine.
Oh, no, don't kidnap me.
Oh, don't touch me, whatever you do. But, like, she's... she's, like... He asks her, he's like, what's your name? And she says Rogue, and he's like, that's a stupid name. Fuck off, Wolverine, what are you talking about? And that bothered the entire film. He's like, oh, you've all got your stupid hero names.
That annoyed me for a different reason, because she hadn't become an X-Man yet.
No, there's no reason for her
so
to
there's
be
no Wolverine. Yeah, there's no need to be called Rogue.
Yeah,
and in all
parents.
Fairness, he's called Wolverine because his necklace says Wolverine on it, he doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
So he at least has a reason for a stupid name. She's just a 17-year-old girl who's like, I've hurt my boyfriend. I'm called Rogue now.
I'm calling myself Rogue.
I'm going to dye part of my hair white.
It's his reaction to, she calls herself... all of the, superhero names, he's like, well, that's stupid. I'm sorry, Mr. Wolverine.
And all fairness, Cyclops is stupid.
Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyclops is stupid because whenever he meets him, he is just wearing his normal glasses. So that would be confusing.
Yeah, you're like, but Cyclops, man, you have two eyes.
Yeah.
Storm makes sense.
Yeah.
They're all kind of goofy.
Yep, he's good.
Magneto can do magnets.
Hey, did anyone else find it weird that Magneto's costume without his cape and helmet on was just a big cable-knit sweater? he's literally just wearing his normal clothes.
He's just got a sweater.
He's in his granddad era.
I didn't really think about it, because obviously, Sabretooth and Toad are just wearing their clothes. I didn't think about it at all. But he is literally just wearing, jeans and a jumper and then puts a cape on. I was like, well, fair play. Yeah, but it just seems weird. Like, the helmet makes sense because he wears the helmet so Charles can't get in his head. But the cape is just him being like, well, I'm the boss.
You're a sassy bitch.
I've got to fly around a bit.
Yeah,
got to have something flopping.
Yeah, he's got his metal shoes and his jumper.
I'm Ian McKellen. I'm going to wear a fucking cape.
Ian McKellen was, I'm playing a supervillain. I must have a cape.
Yep.
Yeah.
and must have a cape. We also like Sabretooth. Is it like Toad is great?
I love
Toad
Sabretooth in this. He's so fluffy.
Yeah, Toad's I forgot incredible. That it wasn't Liev Schreiber until like maybe X-Men Origins. In this,
what
he's just like a
Sabretooth?
Hair metal guy.
What happened to Sabretooth and Toad? Because after this series, they just are never mentioned in any of the other franchises.
Well, yeah, Sabretooth's in X-Men Origins, but Toad gets struck by lightning.
But yeah, much like everything else.
I assume that people have generally seen some of the other X-Men films. The X-Men timelines, like people are always like, oh, the X-Men timelines don't make sense now. They didn't make sense then, because
no, they've never made
Kitty
sense.
Pryde's in this film.
Yeah.
But it's not Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, same
like,
with Pyro.
They mention them by name. Yeah, they mention Pyro by name, but it's not the same person. And it's just like, you're establishing so much lore that in the next film, you're just like, no one will notice.
Like, I even forgot that in this movie, Iceman does fuck all. He's just not
he's
really part. He's in it, and he talks to Rogue.
Iceman is literally in it. Literally in it, so that Rogue has someone she fancies, so that whatever mistake lies to her, it means something. Because if it was just a normal kid, she'd be like, "That kid's rude." But it has to be someone that she likes. That's the only reason he's in it.
Yeah.
And then they're probably like, probably should do something with Iceman next film.
Yeah, he is one of the main X-Men in the X-Men. So
yeah.
I can't get over how gritty this film tries to be, whilst also having like the childish names of everything and all the like X-Menities with it.
Yeah,
I love it so much because you have like Iceman. It's like gritty and it's an emotional love story. And if she touches him, she could kill him. Iceman, Rogue. Yeah. And they just kind of have to address it so quickly.
That's one of the reasons I really like X-Men First Class. One of the only scenes I can... Well, actually, I remember the film fairly well. I was obsessed with that film.
No Toad, but
there's a bit where they're all coming up with their superhero names.
Yeah.
And Mystique goes, I want to be Mystique. And then this other guy's like, oh, I wanted to be Mystique.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
They just get dumb. Yeah,
It would be That's really funny to have picked a superhero name and then like someone who has much better reason for their name to be that turn up at the school. Like imagine you were someone who could turn invisible and you're like, I'm going to be called Rogue. Like we've got a person called Rogue. They're like, what does she do? And they're like, hard to explain really.
It's like, well, yeah, it's like when you sign up to the actor's guild or whatever.
High five.
Yeah, you've got to come up with your stage name.
Yeah.
And you can't use your real name because there's someone... Like,
when you sign up for a username on some sort of website and it's like that username has been used.
I'm rogue. _
123.
Rogue under actually having a superhero with underscores and numbers their name's really good. I like that a lot actually. Yeah. I'm lowercase x, uppercase x, lowercase x, toad, lowercase x, uppercase x, lowercase x.
I'm Sabretooth, but one of the O's is a zero.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I'm Toad with an at symbol for the A.
Toad would have Twitter and it would be questionable to look at.
Oh yeah,
Toad feels
you don't
like
go into Toad's legs. You don't go into Toad's legs. Oh my god, the things you'll see.
Yeah, he's really Toad. Into cuddling.
Yeah,
he's really good at it
from afar.
I feel like Toad it would be a very like he'd say some stuff and you'd be like, that's not right. It just strikes me as that type of person that would say something.
He comes
something.
With some red flags.
Yeah, so you're like,
I think Toad is one of those people who's been raised in ignorance but hasn't chose to like learn.
100%.
But I feel it's like if you were like, hey man, this is why you're wrong, he'd be like, all right. Because he himself is just, I think he has no confidence in the fact that he's has any level of intelligence. So if you tell him something's true, he'll be like, oh yeah, fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good point. I am a slimy yellow man.
Imagine like you just want to be like, Toad, just so you know, the humans are actually really nice. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize. Sorry,
sorry, I didn't realize that because I'm a gross slimy yellow man with a long tongue, and the humans keep saying, ugh. Yeah.
And everyone, including other mutants, won't go near me.
Marie and Logan get attacked by Sabretooth.
Oh yeah, we're back here.
Then they're scared off by Cyclops and Storm.
Yep.
And they end up at Xavier's school for gifted children.
Yeah, the school for imaginary children. Like, Xavier School for Imaginary Friends. Yeah.
And that, yeah, so she's... Rogue is like, she goes to school because she's a little baby.
Yeah, that's where she's supposed to be, in school.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Wolverine is all, like, tough, and he's like, Xavier's like, no, dude, I am on your side.
I like that when he woke up in the school, Xavier was just kind of fucking with him for a bit.
Yes, that was so hard. She was like, dude, just a bit, why...
He's like, come here, over there, I'm behind you.
And also, as soon as Wolverine wakes up, he's like, damn, a hot redhead, I'm going to love her now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, she could have been a cunt.
Yeah.
He could have woke up and be like, oh my goodness, I love you. And she's just like, you're a stupid little yellow slimy man.
Well, I guess she has saved his life, and she's got cool powers. Like,
he doesn't know that. Well, I guess she has the power of, she's got the power of learned medicine.
She's got cool powers and a very bland personality in this film.
Fuck me. The amount of people in this film are boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know who I hate more than any superhero in the world? Cyclops. What a fucking loser. Oh,
he's
grow up, Cyclops.
He's so
you're
boring
such a
and
fucking...
lame in this.
It's like, I don't need to tell you to stay away from my girl because I trust her, but also Wolverine, stay away from my girl. Fuck off. What does that mean? So you don't trust her? What are you talking about? James Marsden, you fucking prick. Why did you do this?
Like, Cyclops is like the leader of the X-Men. He's meant to be great, and in this he's just like a whiny little bitch.
No.
Oh my god.
So
the one bit
in everything. He's
the
so
one
boring
bit where they
in
go,
everything he's in.
Yeah. The one bit they go undercover and they're all wearing normal clothes, but that's the time he decides to wear his fucking Cyclops helmet.
Yeah.
And it's like, every other scene you've been in your normal glasses, but like, we'll go undercover. Shades. Better just wear my big laser eyes in case.
Yeah. And then they get stolen by Toad, and then... It's just, he just magically has it back a bit later as well, so he can get stolen again.
Well, because somebody just went up to Toad and said Toad gave him that back, and he was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he's got covered in slime.
Also, close your fucking eyes, man.
Covered in slime. Cyclops' powers are fucking useless throughout this entire film. Yeah. They do one good thing at the end. He fucking blasts... Sabretooth in the chest, and Sabretooth just gets up.
Yeah,
I think it's also really funny how very clearly Cyclops in the history of the X-Men has obviously fucked up loads, because at the end when he does go to shoot, they're all like, no, Scott, you'll
wait.
Miss. They're like, please,
wait.
Scott, no. And it's like, he's obviously done this so many times.
Last result.
Cyclops. I want klutzy laser eyes Cyclops is what I want.
Well, he's got one eye, he's got terrible depth perception.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this because this film is annoying. I genuinely reckon Cyclops might be my least favorite superhero.
I want klutzy Cyclops that keeps lasering shit. That's what I want.
I mean, yeah. Cyclops...
Collateral damage Cyclops.
Cyclops' brother has the same power, but he can control it and can open his eyes.
Well, it's in his arms, isn't it? Isn't it Cyclops' brother's powers?
Yeah, just give it to him. Just let him be the leader of the X-Men. Stop giving Scott the... Scott, fucking... who is in charge of a team where the second person in control is his girlfriend who fancies a wild man they've just found.
Yeah.
And then they're less like... Scott, can you run this school and also look after this team involving adultery with your wife?
How sexist is Professor X to be like, hey, we have a man who can't open his eyes, functionally blind, a woman who has the most powerful psychic powers in the known universe.
Second only to his.
Yeah. No, she, in terms of like Phoenix, which she has in these films, as Liz later described, she is the most powerful psychic the universe has ever seen.
I guess at the moment, if we're going through resumes.
And we also have a woman who is revered as a literal god in her hometown because she can control nature itself. Who's going to be the leader of this group? Oh,
I don't know.
The white man.
he's just thinking for a while, and he's like, I don't know who the leader will be, but I'll tell you this. That new guy who's very rude to everyone, he better be second in command.
Fucking Captain Laser Eyes gets put in charge ahead of, like, Storm. Let us Storm, because Storm is also one of the most organized teachers at the school. Yeah.
But I mean, Storm does eventually become the leader, I think, in like the comics and stuff. Or, like, she takes over the school whenever Charles is gone. Yeah,
because she watches.
Obviously, he knows, or everyone else knows, she's the most important person there. And then Charles dies, and so they're like, "Well, since he's gone, she would just give it to Storm."
Like, and Cyclops is like, "What? But I was his number two."
Yeah, they're like, "Congratulations, Storm, you're the new teacher." They walk in, Cyclops is just sitting at the desk playing Nintendo, and he's like, "What's going on?"
He's just sitting
at the desk, and just Iceman's got his hands on the desk, and Cyclops just hitting him with a ruler, being like, "What?" They're just like, you're not the principal." He's like, "What principal are you talking about?"
This is a school?
He's like, "I just hate this cunt."
It's so dumb.
I will also say on the Professor X, like, it does bother me that the X-Men team always has like the worst mutants. I'm like, saying Storm and Wolverine makes perfect sense. Rogue is such a situational person to send.
Yeah.
There's no need to send Rogue to a mission unless it's literally, we're just going to throw literally everything we have at the wall. Like, Rogue is not a useful person to send. Cyclops can push someone down for a bit.
Rogue in the right situation is incredibly powerful. Yeah. That right situation is like infrequent. A Fall Out Boy concert that she needs to touch someone. Like,
the other thing is, right, that is all well and good. Rogue is useful, but also she's a 17-year-old girl who, when she does touch the person, will take their powers and their memories and will be fucked up about it for weeks on end. Yeah. So to send her is, even at that level, an irresponsible decision.
Yeah. Bad for her, bad for
her. You've got a girl can walk through walls who's in this movie. Why did she not go on any of the missions?
I guess part of it is that she's a child.
Rogue's a child.
Rogue doesn't go willingly, she's kidnapped.
That's true. Can you imagine?
Xavier's not like, "Yeah, fuck it, Rogue, you're on the team." They're there to save her.
Can you imagine in the big, like, metal dome that they're trapped in? Can you imagine Magneto trying to catch Kitty Pryde? Being like, "You get back in there." She's just like slipping out whenever he's not looking. Toad Kitty Pryde fight. I'd pay to watch that.
I could be wrong, and this giant could be me being mental. But you know, like, whenever you go into like place to sell comics, not necessarily a comic book store, but I'm thinking of Asians specifically in the UK. They would just have like random comic books that are like, "Oh, it's Gambit and Juggernaut," and it's just like a series. I am certain there was a Kitty Pryde and Toad series.
Oh, I'd
like
love
certain.
That.
And I think it was more or less what you were saying there. It was just like Kitty Pryde's genuinely trying to be helpful, and Toad's just fucking about.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Toad doing his little dances as he fights people. Great.
I think it would be great if it's like Kitty Pryde and Toad are like, you know, on the run and they're trying to like get back to, I don't know, like the mansion or America or something, and she's having to be like subtle and steal money for them to survive, and Toad's always has to be the distraction, but it's very easy to be a distraction because he's a toad.
She doesn't even like ask him to be the distraction. She just asks him to go stand in the corner and just waits until he gets bored enough to do something.
"Hey Toad, can you get me a coffee, I guess?" "Oh my god, Jesus." Like, Kitty Pryde just walks back, takes some money out of the Starbucks register and leaves.
Yeah. He's like, she's just like, "Can you stand there for 10 minutes? He gets bored after two, starts like licking the wall. It's fine. Distraction.
He goes, "Oh, yeah, can I have a coffee? Yeah, what name can I put this under?" Toad.
Well, his real name's like Mortimer Townby or something, so I probably would stick with Toad. Yeah. I probably would just be Toad.
He doesn't need to say anything. They put Toad on before he says it.
Toad's here.
They call out Toad, and he's like, "I never gave you my name."
Yeah, when he punches his credit card PIN number in with his tongue, they're like, "Okay."
Well, it's slimy. It's awful.
Other people have to touch that too, you know.
I got two flat whites, one for Catherine, one for a horrible slime boy. And then, like, Toad's just looking around, being like, "Is that for you?" I think they're calling you.
He points at some other guy.
Yeah, he's like, "Sorry, they're calling you, actually."
And then, like, Toad, that guy's just come out of the gym and he's just a bit sweaty.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm not slimy." That's the only thing he defends himself on.
In fact, you'll find I'm quite tacky. Quite sticky, if anything.
Yeah. Icky, gungy. Yeah.
"Oh, I'm a gooey lad, but I'm not slimy."
Yeah. I assure you, I could not slip at all. It's actually quite hard for me to use a slide. It's actually a very touchy subject, and thank you not to bring it up.
If anything, I am uncomfortably sticky. Here, feel.
Not only can I not use a slide, I also ruin it for most people after me for the next day or so.
He's like grabbing their wrists and getting them to touch his bare arm. And at this point, Kitty Pryde steals all the money.
And then on the way out, for some reason, he just starts doing lightsaber tricks.
So just thinking about that time you went to a water park and just all of the water around him just went a bit horrible. There was a little bit of a film on the top of the swimming pool.
It's just all algae in it.
Yeah.
Dan, you sell toads too? I don't know if this is established lore on the podcast that you sell aquatic creatures, but are you any toads in your shop?
We don't sell toads, no. We've got little underwater African frogs, but not toads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned it to you before? I feel like, Dan, you'd be the person I'd talk to about this. But when I was in America once, I went to a pet shop, and they had a tank of, like, little... There weren't poison dart frogs, but they looked like them. But obviously they weren't, because poison dart frogs would kill you to touch. But a little tank of them. And then next to them was a tank of crabs. And one of the frogs just jumped in. And the crabs just obliterated it. Right? Yeah. And I went up to a woman and was like, hey, a frog just got in the crab tank. And she literally went, oh no, not again, and ran off. And I was like, surely after the first time you move the tank.
Yeah.
Sure, you put a lid on it at least.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't get over it. And I was with my American friend and was like, is this like a thing happens here? And she was like, no. all of them should have lids on. And I was like, all right, well, we're never coming back here again. Yeah.
You're like, does this happen here often? And she's like, this store, apparently.
We did get a hamster from that shop, so wasn't it all a sad day?
Did you save it from the pack of wolves? Yeah, in the tank
did you manage
next
to get
to
the hamster before or after it landed in the crab pit? Yeah.
No, we got two free crabs, but they weren't attached, so it was fine.
Yeah. Very full, happy crabs.
Yeah.
Full of frog.
That was real. I love frogs. Like, I genuinely was really distressed. Like, oh my god, that frog's in the crabs. And fuck me, the crabs were like feral.
They were having none.
Let me tell you, everyone, these were not your classic house crabs. These are wild crabs.
They just caught them out of the bay earlier that morning.
Yeah.
To be fair, if I had to live next door to a load of frogs jumping about, I'd be pretty annoyed too.
Yeah, but your house is full of crabs in this situation. You're not much better in this situation.
True,
you know?
But I wouldn't be in the best of moods if I had to live around Little.
Your house is a lot of snipping noises next door. You hear just a lot of like really croaky breathing, like what Dan sounds like now.
Yeah, because I've got a cold. Thanks. I am the current toad.
I have a lot of crab guilt from my childhood. I don't know if you guys have the same.
Is that a bit like Christian guilt? But...
What do you mean?
I was a crab.
We used to go crabbing a lot. Which is where you go. I think normally, originally, you'd go and find crabs and then go home and eat them. But we would just go and find crabs, put them in a bucket for like a few hours, look at them, be like, yep, that's a crab, and then put them back. But like never in the same spot we found them.
I mean, that's not as bad as eating them, to be fair. Like,
I mean, I guess it's preferable to the crab, but probably quite confusing.
Yeah, they're suddenly put in with a bunch of enemies, they have a big crab fight.
Oh yeah, so you get them to fight. That was that's when it starts to get a bit sadistic. But
there's a frog.
Yeah.
never caught a frog on Dumpton Gap.
Oh, you didn't get one of them sea frogs. Oh.
I try to remember more of this film. I can't do it.
So the overarching theme is the government wants to pass a bill to register all of the mutants and definitely not round them up and kill them. But Eric, who went through the Holocaust, is like, this feels familiar.
This
not
is
gonna
very
lie.
Similar, yeah.
James McAvoy, not James McAvoy, that's the next
James McAvoy.
Patrick Stewart.
Old James McAvoy.
Charles Xavier's like, nah, it's going to be fine.
Actually,
like, chill out. Actually, the government's changed.
Yeah,
don't do Holocausts anymore.
I've got my school of regular mutant people, and Magneto, you've got those gross boys. So, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
So Magneto's like, okay, well, I've got a solution. How about we turn all of the people in charge of making the laws regarding mutants into mutants?
I'm on Magneto's side in this film.
Except that his method accidentally kills them, would kill them all. Yeah, I'm not against it in theory, but I'm like, finesse, man. Finesse. They need to last more than 2 days.
I was really curious about this. Do you think he just died because his power was to turn into water? Because it's just chance, right, what your power is.
Yeah.
That guy turned into water and then just slowly became more and more water and then he was water. He's probably still fine.
It's kind of
He's probably just out there.
Like, it's a big risk. That's why it's, you know, ultimately quite a poorly thought out plan. It's like, yeah, what if you make a super Magneto? Right, you've made your rival and they just come and kill you.
What's more powerful than a Magneto? How do you make more Magneto-y?
A stronger Magneto. Like, you know how you get big little magnets and big magnets?
His power isn't just magnets, though.
It's like, moving it anything just... that's metal.
Yeah, maybe. No, Jean Grey is the... is like the more powerful version of him because she can move anything. It doesn't have to be metal.
Yeah.
I have to, like, I'm a nerd about specific comic books. X-Men is one of them. Magneto is one of the most powerful mutants.
Yeah, it doesn't use the magnetic field to make him fly.
It's magnetic. Yeah, it's magnetic fields, not metal.
He's just real fucking with birds.
He can control the magnetic polarity of the Earth, which is very cool.
Yeah, but it's no big tongue, is it?
It's no big. It's not as powerful as Toad.
No, I'll obviously give you not.
In a one-on-one fight, naked Toad beats Magneto.
It's very funny to imagine Magneto and Toad fighting, right? A Magneto just throwing like knives and forks and stuff at him, and Toad just letting them all hit him and not reacting because he's an idiot, yeah. And then just spinning in Magneto's face. The Magneto choking to death on it and falling down. Toad just sitting there while Magneto was like suffocated by him, just slowly pulling the forks out, going, ah, ah, and then spinning to like bind the wounds together.
I like to think Magneto's like float because all of the powers in this film are quite camply done. There's a lot of pizzazz to how everyone uses their powers. In this situation, Magneto is flying, floating, throwing shit, and then gets hit in the face and does kind of spins out of control.
Yeah. It also really reminded me how much I missed shit superhero Foley because the amount of time people were jumping the air and it was going, and then they were punching and it was going, and I was like, this is literally like someone's just sat in the back room being like, right, I'm going to do this with my mouth and it'll be fine.
There's a bit where Toad
to make the noise of this guy.
There's a bit where Toad does a front flip and a Jedi goes
It's really, when you think about it though, it's really not that long after it was just a blank a screen that says kapow.
Yeah, that is true.
After each hit, so you know, it's an evolving
right. I feel like we've been going long enough that we all have to bring it up. We all obviously know the best line of the film, right? Everyone knows it.
Yeah. What is it? What would you prefer? Yellow spandex?
No. Of course it's, do you know what happens when a toad gets hit by lightning? Same thing happens to everything else. It's the only line from this film that I could remember without having seen it again. It's so good because it is the stupidest like little quip of superheroes ever made.
It's so good because it feels like they told Halle Berry to improvise and she got halfway through that and kind of gave up. She had a really good start.
Yeah, because, do you think there's a load of good... There's a load of bloopers of her just be like, you know what happens when a toad gets hit by lightning? It explodes. You know what happens when a toad gets hit by lightning? It will go to hell and face the wrath of God. And then Toad's like, well, this is really not.
It's getting weird now.
Yeah.
It could have been grosser. Like, I was kind of hoping he'd do a real big grim. I think because we've just, I don't know what order these are coming out in, but personally, I have just seen Blade, and the deaths in that, gooey.
Yeah, explode.
And I thought, you know, what better end?
What better way to kill Toad? Well,
they're not going to kill off Toad. He's the money maker. He's the franchise maker. Like, you have to be able to bring Toad back.
You can't kill off that twink. Not this early in the franchise.
They're probably going to kill him off. They're like, this guy's Darth Maul. Keep him around.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's so fucking... Oh, man, I love Toad. Toad Appreciation Podcast is what this is. We should get back to the civil rights movement that's in this film.
So, not Xavier, the other one. Magneto's come up with this method of basically ploughing someone with radiation until they turn into a mutant. But it's really draining. And we know this because we've seen the absolute the most atrocious scene in the film, I think, which is just the crash zooms and close-ups of Ian McKellen in pain.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just kind of wincing and like grimacing while
yeah, it's just like,
nothing's happening.
And because it's one of those ones where you can really feel now the having seen all the polished new superhero movies and especially the really massive budget ones and all the CGG and everything that goes into it that can look fantastic, how shit these ones look now.
Yeah, but they've got charm. They've got so much charm.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, apart from the fact that this film is pitch black and you can't see anything like for a solid 40% of the time.
Yeah. Sit in a darker room.
The way they demonstrate the radiation is wiggly white lines coming out of the machine.
Yeah.
And Ian McKellen holding the pedestal and being like, ah!
I did think there was a certain element of comedy to it that they were like, we're going to make the whole film set at night. We're like, oh, that's good because all their costumes are yellow. Not anymore. Black.
Black.
All leather. Black. Everyone's wearing black. The plane's black. The whole scenes will be shot in night vision. There'll be no light in this film whatsoever. Black except, leather. Obviously, the radiation, which wouldn't normally have light, but in this instance it will.
Yeah.
We got to make it really dark so whenever the toad gets hit by lightning, it really makes a big pop.
So he's like, well, Rogue, we know that Rogue can steal powers temporarily. So what he's going to do is make her, like he's going to give her his Magneto powers and then she's going to use the big...
She's going to do the thing.
X-Men and make her. And she's going to die and Magneto's cool with that because, you know, sacrificing one for everyone else is cool in his book.
Yeah, I thought it would have made more sense just to be like, well, her powers is essentially power transference. So she can, as her power is that, if you put it through the machine, she can then project her powers onto other people. Instead, they went a step more complicated and were like, well, she needs to take Magneto's powers to be able to put powers in other people.
Well, it's supposed to be the twist, isn't it? Because they think originally that Magneto's after Wolverine to have him as another, like obviously out of the two, do they want whiny, deadly teenager or brute with mysterious past and knife fingers?
Yeah, they think they're like, oh, he's got, you know, a full metal skeleton. Clearly Magneto's after this man. And then several times Wolverine's like, I'm going to fight you, Magneto. Ah, you hurt my bones.
It never goes well. It never goes because I'm going to fight you. Ow, my bones. That's it.
I'm probably giving this film more credit than it deserves because as we've already established, the lore of these films is nonsense.
Oh,
but do you think at this stage Magneto knows Sabretooth and Wolverine are brothers?
No.
No, I don't think Wolverine or Sabretooth know either.
I don't think they do either. But I think that would be funny for him just to be like he's just looking for Rogue and he's like, what the fuck? He's like, that's fucking Sabretooth. He's like, Tony, are you saying this? That's fucking Sabretooth's brother. And Sabretooth's there, the stupidest man in the world. Like, what? Who?
Nah, my brother didn't have a metal skeleton, so.
That can't be my brother. My brother's eyes are just like mine, completely black, like every other scene in this film. That can't be my brother. Yeah, that's like, that can't be my brother. My brother's three claws that stick out of his hands are made of bones.
The only person that knows that fact is Toad, and he just assumes that everyone else also knows, so it's not a big deal.
He keeps going home and like, dear diary, no one's brought it up again. It's the fifth day since we've seen that wolf guy, and no one's mentioned that Sabretooth's brother. Should I mention it? I don't want to embarrass myself.
But yeah, after this establishing that Magneto can essentially control Wolverine.
Toad's
he probably
diary would be
shouldn't
awful.
Be on the team.
No, yeah. he's the weakest link. He's really angry and useless against the villain.
It'd be really funny to imagine them being like, no, Wolverine, you can't come. And they're like, they're all sitting there picking a new team. And like, Charles would be like, should we just bring Colossus? Would that be funny? Will we bring Colossus? See what happens. Colossus, come in here. No, guys, shush, don't say anything. Colossus, come in here. It's like, and they're all like covering their mouths. Trying to laugh. Like, yeah, we're going to bring her out in the road for the first time, kid. They're like,
the idea
they just come home with a cube.
Wolverine sat outside so angry. He's like, also, I can't go because of my
metal skeleton. What are you bringing that Russian kid for? Then they come back to ours, they would just toss him a cube and be like, that's him. you're welcome, big man.
Magneto just compressing Colossus. It's a really dense cube.
Yeah, it's like that Simpsons bit. It's like, you have half an hour to move Colossus. You have 10 minutes to move Colossus. Your Colossus has been turned into a cube. You have half an hour to move your cube.
Just, he's, yeah. Magneto is such a funny camp villain.
Do you reckon when Colossus applied for the school, that was the first thing Xavier thought? Not like he was going to kill him. He's like, oh, man, you shouldn't be here. it's like, I tell you, I'm happy to take any children, but you are not going to do well.
You are in danger. Our main villain controls metal.
I know you live in like a very rough part of Russia, but I genuinely think you might be better off.
Maybe safer. We have a lot of metal-based villains.
This guy, more or less, his name is Colossus Killer. His power is that he kills you. I reckon he's going to come around quite a lot. Well, why is that? Well, he's my mate, you see, so he's here all the time.
Yeah. We've got a metal guy. We've got like a guy with a metal skeleton that is, you're going to be useless. Yeah. He can't do anything.
You know that metal skeleton guy is always on the news for saving the world? He can't go near Magneto, and you're fucking covered in metal.
Do you think Colossus just has, like, a regular skeleton as well?
Yeah. He's got a human.
Colossus has a skeleton that's got more bones attached to it. The same thing they did to Wolverine, but they just pumped him full of bone.
In reverse. Just loads of calcium in that boy. Yeah. Just full of milk.
In all fairness, you've seen Colossus in a human form. He definitely is drinking milk by the pint.
Oh, yeah.
Colossus is a big farm boy. Like, Colossus would be a reputable fighter without being able to turn into metal. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's absolutely tossed a cow over his shoulder and dragged it home. Like.
So, obviously, the X-Men save the day. Rogue gets saved through...
Hooray.
It really felt like in D&D where everyone just plows everything they have into the barbarian. I'll lift you up, I'll make you bigger, I'll make you stronger, I'll make you sure that you hit on target, and between the four of us, you will actually be able to take this person down.
I was a big fan of them working out what Storm should do, because they're like, Storm will put you in an air bubble and like use the weather to get you up there. Jean, hold him steady. And Jean's just like, I could just...
Yeah, because at first Storm's like, well, I'll summon lightning, and it's like, well, we're in the Statue of Liberty, a big copper conductor. That is a
Wolverine is like, can you maybe not do that?
And she's just like, well, I'll make like a small tornado and lift you up there. And Jean's just like, I could just...
They'll look at Jean like, Jean, shut up.
And they're like, Cyclops is like, oh, he can shoot the thing, and they're like, no, don't, because it's moving. But the thing he shoots is the bit that's still, like...
Yeah.
Also, that is the thing Storm could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Storm could shoot lightning, and it would have come from up, which would have been fine. They wouldn't have had to aim
it
at all.
It might have killed Rogue, though.
Nah, who gives a fuck?
No, but then Wolverine can touch her, and she'll be fine, as we've established.
Well, not if she's dead.
I don't know. Wolverine's come back from like a brain cell before.
Oh no, Wolverine! Yeah. Wolverine is pretty immune.
Yeah, at what point does her power stop working?
It's like, does her power stop working when she dies?
She probably has to turn him. She'd probably have to like fully scarab him, like just suck him dry to get anything out of him. Like, he's just like a little rivery scalp.
Though when he she does die, but he or nearly is dying. She's unconscious and everything, and he's crying because you know he's got dad guilt, and his skin like rips apart, and it is quite gruesome.
She's got horrifying powers.
I was genuinely quite spooked by this film as a child, like, because I watched this when it came out, so I would have been like 10, and a lot of people getting stabbed and getting sucked into comas.
Waterman
is so gross. Whenever he dies on the table where he just turns into water, I was like, oh, no.
That was gross, but he was very entertaining when he was squeezing through the prison bars and his eyes were popping out. That was good. I like that bit. And I love that his escape plan only really went as far as getting out of the bars. And then he was just clinging to the side of the prison like, well, I don't know where to go from here. Magneto just comes out and looks at him.
Also, him turning into, like, just a water looks really good for a movie that came out in the year 2000. So.
Yeah, surprisingly good.
Which is weird because a lot of the stuff looks shit.
They pumped all of the money into that, into him turning into water.
Do you remember Wolverine and Sabretooth are fighting on top of the Statue of Liberty at the end? And Wolverine does that bit where he sticks his claw into part of it and just does like a full 360.
It's just the worst CGI.
Yeah, it is, but it's like literally like Wolverine perfectly still, and the scene's just moving around him, and then suddenly he's just like squiggly back onto his feet, and was like, "Aha!"
The campest fights you've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was brilliant. I also really like the, yeah, just so much of it was, we'll move the camera, everyone act like shit's gone wrong.
Yeah. I want to talk quickly about, Mystique is such a weird character when she's fighting. Because she doesn't get any, like, cool flips and shit, does she? She just looks like other people for a bit.
She looks like other people and then can walk, use her hands and climb up a pole, maybe upside down? She's got some acrobatics, I guess.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just turn into, like, the buffest dude?
Yeah, because when she turns into Wolverine, she gets the claws for a bit.
Yes, but claws, Wolverine's claws just cut right through hers.
Yeah.
Like, with no hesitation. So she obviously just looks a bit like them. I think she actually gets the exact same powers as them, etc.
Is it, like, the skin? Or has she just got a better rogue? She's just better rogue at that point.
Yeah.
When they cut through her claws, what was that on her? Assumedly that skin, part of her body.
Some of her weird blue scales.
I could give you some Animorphs lore if you'd like. I don't know how relevant it is to X-Men, but in Animorphs there's a separate dimension that's just called the mass dimension, and when you turn into something that's bigger or smaller than you, your excess mass goes there or you take it from there.
Cool.
So maybe that's just what the stick
and
does.
Actually, I think less gross than where I thought that was going, so...
You just thought they got real dense? Yeah. They just packed everything into a little bug.
The density.
Yeah.
That just Mystique gives me Ant-Man flashbacks of, like, the density rules of that are just so inconsistent.
Yep. Mystique has the worst wig in the film, right?
Yeah, she's pretty funky looking.
Mystique's plastic, crunchy, red-orange wig.
I mean, they did make her, you know, entirely blue, so...
Yeah, but that's, like, quite good makeup. The weird wig is no excuse.
It is very, like... It looks like a cheap doll that's had their hair sewn in.
Yeah, it's very, replaceable Lego haircut kind of wig. It's just...
It makes it easier for the cosplayers.
True.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were like, this will be big with
cosplays. All my superheroes are just going to wear t-shirts and jeans. That for the love of it.
Can make it so much easier.
Just make it a t-shirt with a trademarked logo on it.
Yeah.
And you can sell the t-shirt.
Yeah.
I wore a Green Lantern t-shirt somewhere once, and someone came up to me and asked me if it was a communist symbol, and I would never wear it again.
Honestly, I'd rather someone think I'm a communist than that I like Green Lantern.
Yeah, this was pre the movie, I want to be clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This was probably actually, I was like 17, so I don't even think I understood communism at the time. I was probably like, oh yeah, whatever, mom. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, what else have we got to say about Toad? Anything good?
Toad, I'd watch a Toad movie.
Toad Origins.
I want them to make a gross, grody X-Men, series of X-Men films that are just like this, but it's got Toad in. It's just mostly Toad-based.
I'd love it if there was like a real polished sort of Avengers, like Endgame level hyped up film where everyone's sleek and beautiful and gorgeous, and even the gross ones are kind of hot, but then there's also Toad.
And there's just this gross Toad man.
And this isn't Marvel, but are they making like Justice League Dark, which is just like all the fucked guys? It's just like all like the demons and horrible people.
Huh.
So they absolutely could do that with Marvel. They're just like, just fucking put Toad and Nightcrawler in cop uniforms.
Thunderbolts, but Toad is there, you know?
Yeah. Is X-Men technically, like, the company Marvel?
Yeah.
Who's it owned by?
It's owned by Marvel now because they bought Fox.
Yeah.
Because there's the thing where the Fox logo at the beginning fades away, but the X is there for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
show me a Ashoka style TV series about specifically about Toad and his daily life. Not like I don't want no, I don't want it. I don't want it. A show. I just want a daily life in the life of Toad. I want a sitcom with Toad. Is what I want. I want.
I was going to say it sounds awfully like you've got. You want to do like iCarly, but it's Toad.
Yes, I want Toad and Sabretooth and their daily life. I want like a buddy cop movie.
Everybody loves Toad.
Yeah, because I remember in the comics it was like Toad, Sabretooth, and I think the Blob.
Yeah.
I want that. I want that, and an Earth guy. I remember an Earth guy.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Right. I've just thought of the perfect casting for this, right? Toad, Blob, and Earthquake. And it's Buscemi, Jack Black, and Christopher Walken as the old version of these characters. And they're just kind of like, should we get the Brotherhood back together? And Walken's like, ah, I don't know. I'm tired.
Nah.
Yeah. And then they just do one last big heist, but as like supervillains.
Yeah. I want gross supervillain, those three.
I think the idea of Christopher Walken, Steve Buscemi, and Jack Black just playing like idiotic supervillains is very funny.
Yeah.
And you Jack Black as Blob is perfect, by the way. Like, it's just him fucking about the whole time.
You get like Hugh Jackman in for a cameo of the Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know he'd be up for it.
No, yeah, but Joe would. I can tell you the cameo right now. He would get a phone call being like, Wolverine, you've got to come. There are supervillains attacking the city. And he'd be like, oh, no, who is it? They'd be like, it's Toad, Blob, and Earthquake. And he'd be like, you'll be fine. They're like, don't worry about it.
You'll be fine. Send the blind guy with the red laces.
He just goes, oh, okay. And he just forwards it to Nightcrawler.
There's also not enough Nightcrawler. I want no, I scratch that. I want a Nightcrawler Toad film.
Opposite. Like Nightcrawler is of the actual good X-Men, the best X-Men. And I will say this, I know we haven't watched X2, but Nightcrawler's like makeup for X2 is incredible.
Yeah,
like
Alan
to this day it's incredible.
I saw the Dark Phoenix version of Nightcrawler and I was so upset. Yeah, I've never seen Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I've not
so
seen that.
Mad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I don't want to watch Anansi's second attempt at a movie that he fucked up the first time.
Shitty emo hair, and I don't get why.
I have a real thing where I'm like, if I'm going to watch a bad film, like a film I know is going to be bad, like not in an enjoyable way, I'll watch it on a plane, because then it doesn't feel like I'm wasting time, because I'm already kind of wasting time. Do you know what I mean?
Else
I'm
to
like,
do.
Yeah. And I remember watching Dark Phoenix on a plane. And an ending, and me turning around, and I was like, with a big group of people, we'd all booked our flights separately. And I turned around, and my friend was like 2 rows behind me and 4 rows across. And everyone was just silent watching movies. I just turned around and went, hey, this movie sucks. I was just so angry about it. I was like, I've wasted so much time with this piece of shit film. And he was just like, all right. Then I just went back to eating. That was the entirety of that plane ride.
They ruined him, but I'd kill for a Toad Nightcrawler franchise. Toad Nightcrawler and Kitty Pryde, because you'd have Nightcrawler being nervous about fucking everything.
If you did those three I said before, and they had Alan Cumming come back as Nightcrawler, and had like Tony Collette be Kitty Pryde, and they were just like the five old guys who just were kind of fucking about. We're like, we're not really superheroes. We're just kind of here. Like, we've got superpowers, but we're not really involved in everything. You know what I mean?
That'd be great. I want to see Kitty Pryde, Toad, and Nightcrawler have to make their way from, like, somewhere in Europe back to their home.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And they just kind of have to make it there. Because they just want to see.
Maybe they've gone to get Nightcrawler in, like, Berlin or whatever, because he is German, right? And they have to go back to America, and it's just the three of them traveling. A big road trip movie. Yeah. With the three weirdest superheroes.
It's like Superman, but with those three.
Just whilst they're being like hunted by mutant killers or something. Yeah. Just something
you could
fun.
Literally have that robot arm guy from Logan. Just have him chase them across Europe. There you go.
I was just looking on the IMDb page, and I just have to... I'll put it on the Discord when we release the episode, but this is like one of the event photos, and just Alan Cumming's t-shirt.
Love it.
What a king.
For
people who aren't going to look it up, it's just of someone, it's just a white t-shirt with a photo of someone vomiting.
Is that the guy who played, oh no, I was going to say, is that Nicholas Holt? But he's not based for like five films, but it does look a little bit like him.
had such an unusual. You could say that a photo was like, oh, that was some mates off Facebook. Like, sure.
Is James Marsden wearing the most like vague political t-shirt imagine?
Yeah, free city.
Yeah, it just says free city. He's like, God, free one of them.
God, free him.
Oh, you gotta love the 90s fashion of
different shades of green.
Men just wearing beige t-shirts to events.
Yeah. I like the super thin scarf. We'll stop talking about 2000s fashion.
That is a wormhole that we can go into and never come out of again. So, the X-Men save the day. And then Wolverine gets given information about where he came from.
Yeah, and Mystique isn't actually dead, and now she's pretending to be the senator, and she's like, no, mutants are all right, don't worry.
Yeah.
She's so good at being like, she's convinced everyone, but then she manages to accidentally have her Mystique eyes in a TV bit.
Well, yeah, because she's got to do that every time to the camera, so the audience knows that it's Mystique. Is the important thing. And then
because the audience will have forgotten that he disgustingly exploded.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Magneto is in plastic prison playing chess with Xavier. And he's like, oh, I'll always have hope. I'll be their old friend. And then it comes up on the screen, directed by a big fucking nonce. And then the credits roll.
Yeah.
Well, so out of 10.
Magneto sat there like, I'm waiting for someone to have too much iron in their breakfast.
Yeah. Which is conveniently what happens in X2, I believe. Yeah.
And Xavier sat there like, what do you mean? He's like, don't worry.
I had a really good time watching this film. I wasn't trying hard, but I was not bothered about paying full attention to this film. But I was engaged like the whole time. I enjoyed it. Like it's fine. I didn't enjoy how gritty and mumbly it was at the start, but it was a Holocaust scene, so like. But I think I'd give this. I want to say 6. Terrible X-Men who would be in charge before Storm.
Including Cube Colossus.
Cubed up Colossus.
He's just there on a sack barrow to be wheeled around by someone.
That's a good rating. Fuck, that would be good. Go to the principal's office, and they go in, and they just eventually just have to decide when it's time to leave because he's dead. You're like,
I think I agree. I think 6. Guess what happens when Toads get struck by lightning? Out of 10, it's like regardless of the director's a terrible person. It's goofy. It's like fun X-Men movie, which is what they should be. X-Men should never be that, like... I mean, it's a civil rights movement film is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of, like, I don't want them in my school. I don't want my child going to school with them. I don't want them teaching my kids. Like, it's not particularly thinly...
It never is, and then it's really funny that current modern day, some audiences are like, they're going to make the X-Men woke, and it's like, get fucked, cunt. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I've actually forgot that the guy, like the senator, who's like the big right-wing senator, at the start genuinely says, I'd want to know if people were allowed to bring guns into the school. And you're like, that is exactly the opposite point that you would be making. All we need is good mutants in the schools. All the teachers should be mutants, actually.
I mean that the argument was that Professor X was MLK and Magneto was Malcolm X. That's kind of the setup to the X-Men franchise.
Yeah. But what if we made them white men?
Well, yeah, we've got to sell it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what allegories are.
I like X-Men. I'm just thinking, I think it's funny. I'm not.
No, I like X-Men.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't feel like deeply changed by this film.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. Inspired in that it has made me kind of want to watch X2.
Yeah.
But it mostly has made me want to watch X-Men First Class because I still very firmly believe that that's an excellent movie, but I haven't seen it in about 10 years. So
The latest X-Men films, apart from Dark Phoenix, were actually quite good. And I don't understand. why people hate them.
Apocalypse was a bit naff, but Days of Future Past was really good as well.
I don't get that. I generally think people didn't like them because they're used to Marvel films being like, here's plot point A and here's the conclusion. Whereas Days of Future Past was like, right, sit down. we gotta talk you through some stuff, right? Those three films you've not thought about for 20 years. Right, well, let me give you a quick rundown of all those first. Right. Right. Now that you've remembered those three films, the third one's not important. But now that you've remembered those, right, all those characters are back, but they're young, because this is in the past, before the films you've seen.
And different. But also, we may change that in the film. Stop. Don't worry.
I know you're annoyed Wolverine's not in it, but he will be in it, but just for a bit.
He will be for a second.
There'll be a joke Wolverine bit, but that's all you're getting.
And then the second film comes out, and they're like, don't ignore the three films that we told you to think about last time.
Yeah, they're not relevant anymore.
Forget them. They're not there anymore. We've got a whole new...
It's the future, and we're going into the past. We told you in the title it was going to be confusing. Right.
And I know, you know that the third one that was really bad? Well... Good news, we're doing it again, but worse.
So much worse.
You thought it was bad before, oh boy, when you see this.
we're going to make a film so bad that it's going to feel like it never came out. We're going to advertise it, it's going to be so bad that you'll go, that came out?
We're gonna make a film so terrible that the climactic showdown is two people holding their hands up pretending to pull a helicopter, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're annoyed that we gave you two films only a bit of Wolverine, so how would you like two films that's just Wolverine, and they're not very good? But then there'll be a film where Wolverine's old, and it's very good.
And it's drama, it's not like...
Oh yeah, none of the other guys are in it.
Nobody else is in it.
Because Wolverine killed them because of Mysterio, but we don't have the rights to Mysterio yet, so he just did.
And
Xavier has a dementia.
Xavier's in it, but he's dying.
He doesn't remember he's there.
No.
And it's like black and white.
Also, there's two Wolverines. That's important to know as well.
There's an extra Wolverine. Anyway, I'd give this one a 6 as well.
Six
times Wolverine went, my bones.
Yeah. My phone.
I would give this 6 Oscar wins out of 10 nominations for Steve Buscemi as Toad. Yeah. I probably would have given it more than that. I probably would have given it a 7, but I just can't allow Bryan Singer to have a technically good film.
Yeah.
Because I think this was like I've always kind of said X-Men are like the superhero team I care the most about. And not all of them, but like generally speaking, I find them more interesting, and it's probably because they're not all as much as like the kind of have jumped the shark and do a lot of we're saving the universe stuff. But generally speaking, they're kind of just like it's localish drama or it's like personal drama, and I care more about that than like there's a laser beam shooting the sky and we've got to stop it. It's like this is like
you mean there's like actual conflict instead of in like
because the characters like, just written well. I mean, it just makes more like the fact that. Xavier and Magneto are like actual friends who both kind of want the same thing but from different points of view.
Just coming at it
and it's just like that is like that is perfect start of a story, right? That's all you need. And you can tell so many stories off that. But the fact is that there is grey areas in both their approaches, right? Like that is exactly it. Whereas Marvel nowadays just like we are the good guys and the bad guys are coming and we're going to kill them. Whereas this one is just like, well, sometimes the good guys are bad. Like that is...
Yeah.
Well, actually, the bad guy has a point. Because there is a third other bad guy who is...
Worse.
A bad guy.
Yeah.
Who is the reason that Magneto is a bad guy.
But the real reason this film...
Is that Hitler?
No, it's the senator.
Oh, yeah.
The real reason this film's better than Marvel films is because Toad's in it.
Toad makes any movie better.
Just make more X-Men. Why are they so afraid of making X-Men movies?
Well, I think they're about
to. Dark Phoenix and X3, I think, are probably two of the big factors.
But I do.
Yeah, they're about to sort of restart it. They're just kind of, you know, getting their current shit out of the way so they can go, you know what? Now let's make some X-Men movies.
But
I don't want it to be Marvel-y. I just want it to be, like, fun.
Yeah, and both those films are exactly what I said is wrong with it, where they try to go too big. It's like the Dark Phoenix is literally, like, an astral form that takes over Jean's body. It's like. Don't do that. Just fucking have Cyclops and Jean get divorced and have them have to do a mission at the same time. There you go. Like, done. easy story.
Also, if you're going to do Dark Phoenix, you know, build it up over time and have it about a character that you actually give a shit about.
Over three movies.
Yeah. Like, actually slowly make it, make sense and actually maybe read the fucking comic, I guess.
Put Toad in film one and have her befriend Jean Grey.
Yeah, let's restart the MCU, but it's like Toad in place of Iron Man.
I get really, really anxious going to watch superhero movies in the cinema now in case people are like the kind of people who shout "Let's go" or clap or whatever during super films. Ugh. If Toad died on screen, I'd be fucking screaming. I'd be like, no, no, you're idiots. Like, you're one stop.
I've always said this as well. The Avengers have nothing on the X-Men. Yeah.
No.
They don't even touch.
Can you imagine that? You know that famous fight scene that's like Captain America and Iron Man just scrapping? Like, Wolverine just comes in, just kills both of them dead. It's not even up for debate. Like, they're just bopping each other. He just comes in, slice, head off, slice, head off, done. Hands them to Thor, take these away.
A singular Magneto would fuck up the Avengers.
I mean, genuinely,
you've got a big metal frisbee.
Magneto stops Thanos without even a debate. Like, it doesn't even start. The whole event's over.
Takes the glove off him.
Exactly. He's like, you're not closing your hands, mate. I'm not letting you.
You want to talk about Colossus being cubed? Iron Man's right there.
Iron Man gets cubed like a car put into a crusher, but there's still someone in it.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
You don't care about Jarvis. Doesn't matter when you're made out of metal, my boy.
That's true.
No.
So, Dan.
Yeah, it's getting late. I've been Dan.
I've been Michael.
I've been Helena. I was trying to be subtle so that you had time to come up with like a good way to wrap things up, but...
Well, this is good. This is better.
Yeah.
I've been
it's
Helena.
Half 10. We're tired, boys and girls.
I had to go get my rats out.
Yeah. Well, Mac, where can people find you? Is it the same place as last time?
Yeah. Twitch.tv/ The Macaroni Prince and What the Flick Podcast. And one episode of Turn the Think Tank if you want to go back 6 years.
You can find this podcast on social media at Hilton Pod. That's at HILTM Pod. We're on Discord as well if you want to come and tell us your Toad fan casting.
If you want to see a picture of Alan Cummings wearing a white t-shirt with someone puking on it.
Yeah, as you all do. We also have a Patreon if you want to support the show. what are we doing for Patreon?
I think I can figure it out.
We're making the Toad, Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler movie.
Yeah, boy.
A road trip movie from Berlin to the USA. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's called X-Men from Berlin to NA. That's it.
I'm not just saying this because this film is annoying. I genuinely reckon Cyclops might be my least favorite.
Fucking lost.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Helena kind of froze for a second there, so I have no idea what she just said. It just suddenly said fucking and that was it.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, how confusing. Because it sounded to me like you said nothing for ages, then just screamed fucking.
Yeah. Maybe Jonathan Xavier is getting in our heads.
Yeah. Well, it can't be me. I'm Wolverine, as we've established earlier.
Anyway. Have I just got a really rude ghost in here?
Maybe.
Very possible.
Maybe, yeah.